Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
There's a new day in you. There is gold in the blue. There is hope in the hearts of men. All the world's on the way to a sunnier day, 'cause the road is open again.
Hey, welcome in, everyone. All right, I like Dom Giordano's show, Plot Against America, on HBO. Let's go to Hollywood and Christian Toto with his entertainment picks that are always really, really detailed and good. Hey, Christian, welcome back. Thank you for joining us again.
Oh, thanks for having me back. I appreciate it.
Hey, your thoughts on Plot Against America. Do you like it? Do you see anything? My producer thinks they're taking shots at Trump through it a little bit with Lindbergh. What do you say?
You know, I haven't seen it. I've read a lot about it. I do know that the creators of the production are very anti-Trump, and that was one of their sort of motivations for creating it. So if it is in there, I would not be surprised. But the people I've spoken to so far said it's quality entertainment first and foremost, which obviously matters most, but there's no way they're going to avoid an allusion or two, sort of a virtue signal or so.
Yeah, I haven't seen that. I haven't seen that yet, and I'm fascinated by Lindbergh. Thought I knew a lot about him. I like the premise, too, in history, Christian. What if? What this? If this happened versus that, and how things play out. So I also saw you dipping your toe in here. The Daily Wire had a piece by you today, Hollywood Hypocrisy, Joe Biden, and what I think is a pretty credible, given the standards that are usually out there, a woman saying that Biden sexually assaulted her.
Yeah, listen, we know what Hollywood does when there's a sexual abuse allegation against a Republican. We saw that with the Brett Kavanaugh disastrous situation. And I've been noticing that Hollywood is virtually silent on this particular issue. There's a woman who has, like you said, a credible allegation. She's been trying to spread the news about it for a while. She's been rebuffed by the Time's Up Legal Fund. And where is Hollywood? Now, to her credit, Rose McGowan, who was one of the key figures in bringing down Harvey Weinstein, has been vocal about it, saying, hey, why are we all so silent about this? But
yeah.
Most of the stars, I don't hear a word. I think there's even been stories about how Alyssa Milano, who's sort of the key figure from Hollywood in the sort of the Me Too movement, she loves Joe Biden, can't stop promoting Joe Biden, doesn't seem to say a word about it.
Yeah, well, you know what gave it away to me? I saw the woman in an interview say, after the assault, Biden, when she objected, said to her, come on, man, I thought you were attracted to me. I could see Biden saying, come on, man, in any situation. Are you there, Christian?
Yeah.
So tell us, let's start wherever you'd like. What are some of the recommendations for this weekend? Are you a fan of Ozark? I don't know if I am just, I consume the entire season. I can't get enough of it.
You know, I love the first season. I kind of didn't follow up on season two or three. I've just been busy, but it was excellent. And Jason Bateman is we know him as a comic actor. He's got a very specific style of humor.
Yes.
But he can do dramatic work, obviously, and he's actually, I think he's done some directing of the show as well, so I highly recommend Ozark.
This whole season. Yeah, he directed this whole season.
Okay, great. Yeah, I know he's. Yeah. I know he did a few in the first season, and the new season just came out, so definitely recommend that. Also on Netflix is a movie that didn't get a lot of attention called Bloodfather with Mel Gibson. It's sort of a raw, kind of a grindhouse, kind of rough and tumble kind of a story. But, you know, for all the trouble that Mel Gibson has gotten into, not only is he good behind the scenes as a director, but he's an excellent actor, too. And I think you see that here. And another film I want to mention is The Girl with All the Gifts. I'm a big zombie movie fan. And this one was a little bit different, certainly smart, certainly interesting. Glenn Close has a minor but important role here. And again, it was the kind of movie that just kind of came and went. No one talked about it, but it's now on Netflix. It was on Amazon Prime for a while. I really recommend that one as well.
Excellent. Hulu, what are we getting from them?
Well, a movie that I thought was going to be a big award season kind of movie called Ben Is Back with Julia Roberts. She plays the mother of a teenager who's dealing with drugs, addiction. She's trying to get him off of it, obviously. There's a huge struggle there. I thought it was just, I'm not a huge Julia Roberts fan. I thought she was outstanding here. It was a great performance. It really taps into what every parent fears about their children when it comes to addiction. And it didn't make any money. It didn't get any awards love, but it's really high quality entertainment. And it's tough to watch at times, but it's certainly entertaining from that perspective. So that one's on Hulu. And I'll veer back into Zombieland. There's a movie called Anna and the Apocalypse. It's a zombie musical. And I know that sounds a bit weird, but it's actually pretty funny, pretty enjoyable. And the songs are very kind of the toe-tapping type. I think people, if they give it a chance, if they like zombie movies, there's a very clever twist on the genre, but it's really good.
My producer, Dan, has gotten me into Tiger King, and there's a local connection with a congressman who's a nemesis of his. I see why it's riveting. It's the nemesis, too. Dan, the producer, thinks the woman is like Hillary Clinton to a degree.
And for
Exotic Joe to say she killed her missing husband and fed him to her lions, there's doing lions in here. It is a phenomenon right now that's incredible.
You know, it is. And I it's funny, I'm running a story about this right now, trying to talk to different filmmakers about what their thoughts are. But my take is, not only is it sort of, you know, it's like watching a crash on the side of the road. You can't turn your way. Train wreck TV. It's really well handled because there's lots of juggling plots and characters and themes and very difficult situations afoot. But I think that the filmmakers, I believe it's two directors working on this, really corralled all this information and made it very logical, very coherent. I think that makes it even better because as crazy as it is, you can follow it. It's a very, very streamlined narrative. And yeah, I watched all seven episodes. I couldn't stop.
Well, see, your recommendation and Dan's, I'm taking that to heart. But you know what's happening? You're hearing people on both the left and the right, I would say their sensibilities, attacking it. Why are they trying to spoil the fun for the rest of us?
You know, there's something in our culture. It's a little weird. I think when anything becomes very popular, there's a blowback, there's a reaction. It could be, you know, Dolly Parton writes $1 million check to a charity fund. It gets a lot of attention. Well, why didn't she give $2 million? Or why didn't she? I love America. I love our country. But we do have this sort of weird, if it gets too big, we need to kind of take it down a peg or two. And I suspect that's part of it. Listen, some people don't enjoy these kind of out of control characters, and these people are very amoral. So I get that perspective. But yeah, I just think when anything gets too much attention, it's time to kind of throw some darts at it.
Yeah, and it makes you cool. You know, you're the one contrarian, and you don't do that.
Yes.
With you, it's legitimate. There's a wave. You got to be the guy who, like Dan, was on the cusp of it, Christian, saying, watch this, or then you have to be the guy attacking it for no reason other than you want to be out front. I notice the word you use every time we have you on, though, and that's what I look for when I hear whether I'm going to watch this or not, quality. I think this was high quality the way it was done. I think Ozark is high quality. You know, and whether it fits your taste or not for that, that's the first thing you look for, though, is it quality work?
Yeah, no, I agree. And by the way, The Tiger King seems like reality TV on the surface. It's outlandish, out of control. But again, it's the storytelling that really brings you in. I hate reality TV. I never watch it, but I was transfixed by Tiger King. And you can't help feeling some compassion for people who on the surface don't deserve it. That's compelling too.
Absolutely. Where do we find all things that you're engaged in? And you're working on what coming up? What were you writing about?
You know, I'm actually writing a freelance piece for justthenews.com. It's a new website created by John Solomon, the investigative reporter.
Oh, yes.
My main site is Hollywood in Toto, and on Twitter, at Hollywood in Toto.
What are you writing for Solomon?
That's the Tiger King piece, but I just started freelancing for them.
Okay.
So I only have
a
couple pieces up there now, but I hope to have more in the future.
All right. We follow it. We want more Christian Toto here in Philadelphia. Thank you, Christian. Thanks for joining us.
My pleasure.
Dom Giordano, weekdays 9 till noon on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.